brought us together at this Holy Ghost Congress to destroy yokes, to give us double portion of everything that is good, double portion of joy, of peace, of progress, of blessings. Go ahead, bless His name, honor Him, glorify Him. We will. Lord, we honor your name at this Congress. Congress of double portion. As we thank you for what you started to do since Monday. Even as we thank you for what you want to do now. Destroying yokes in all our lives and homes. Receive our worship in Jesus' name. Precious Spirit of God, breathe upon your word. Breathe upon our hearts. And cause Jesus' name glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to welcome you all to this session and to the first day of 2022 Holy Ghost Congress of Double Portion. We've been asked to speak on the topic Destroying Yokes. Destroying yokes. And we're going to take our text from Obadiah, verse 17. Obadiah has just one chapter, and verse 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. We're going to share 4 points with you before we pray from our topic and our text. Point number one is that the Congress is the Mount Zion of God. The Holy Ghost Congress you are attending now is God's Mount Zion. And how do I mean? Hebrews 12, 22 to 24. Hebrews 12, 22 to 24. That scripture tells us, but ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. All these that I have read to you, they are true of the Holy Ghost Congress experience and experiences, if you like. So the Holy Ghost Congress you are in now is the Mount Zion of God. That's point number one. Point number two is that on Mount Zion there is deliverance. Can I hear the amen of someone to that? So having settled the fact that you have come to God's Mount Zion at this Congress, the next is now to look at what takes place on Mount Zion. And from our text of today, the first thing that takes place on Mount Zion is deliverance. Obadiah 17 once again, but upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. But upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. So deliverance is the first thing that takes place on Mount Zion, going by our text. What does deliverance mean? Deliverance means a lot of things. Deliverance means you are being snatched from forces that appeared to be hindering your upward movement in life. Upward movement maritally, mentally, spiritually, academically, financially. Upward movement in your career, upward movement on your job, upward movement in your health. So deliverance means you are being snatched from these hindering forces. And to grope, or to have been groping under these problems, we also be comparable amount to being under the yokes of the devil, the yokes of the enemy. Don't forget, our topic is destroying yokes. What the enemy, the yokes of the enemy, what the target is basically hindrance. To hinder you from making progress in life and in many facets of it, including those that we have already mentioned. So may I pray for you that every yoke of the enemy in your life upon this Mount Zion, it shall be destroyed. It shall be destroyed. It shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Talking about yokes, let's look at an example from the scripture. We were told in Luke chapter 13, 10 to 13, Luke 13, verse 10 to 13, in the King James Version. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Verse 16 of the same Luke 13, if we read it from the Good News Translation, Luke 13 verse 16, Good News Translation, Jesus continued and said, now here is this descendant of Abraham whom Satan has kept in bonds for 18 years. Should she not be released on the Sabbath? Kept in bonds, bondage of 18 years. Should she not be released? 18 years of hindrance from making progress, you know, in virtually all fronts. But this woman was bent low. She couldn't lift herself up. You can imagine how many ways she would have been hindered. That was an example of someone suffering under the yoke of the enemy for 18 years. For someone that is listening to this message, this is the day of your release from every yoke, from every bondage of the enemy. This is the hour of your release. Let your amen be loud and clear if you believe. I could remember the story of a woman when I was serving in Adamawa State, you know, based in Yola, coordinating the work in the RCCG region over there by then. And she attended what's a program called Hour of Liberation, which was held monthly. And the power of God hit her, and she got home, and something happened. She slept, and she saw a man walked out of her. And the man looked back, turned around, looked back, and waved at her, bye-bye. Now, the story of this woman was that for over 31 years, she suffered under the yoke and the bondage of spirit husband. I mean, you can imagine, she was an aged woman. For 31 years of her life, till that day of encounter, she was suffering under the yoke of spirit husband. Bondage of spirit husband, being violated every night for 31 years of her life, until Jesus met with her at that meeting that day. And so the man appeared to her as she slept, when she left that meeting. And she slept, the man came out of her. She said she saw a man came out of her, and the man turned around and waved at her and said bye bye. And that was the end of that yoke in that woman's life. I speak to someone listening to this message. In whatever area you are under a yoke, I stand upon this Mount Zion to announce, this is your day of release. This is your own day of release in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance. Point number 3. Why should yokes be destroyed on Mount Zion? Our text says, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Why should yokes be destroyed on Mount Zion? For restoration. So that the children of God, so that the one under yoke can begin to possess his or her possessions. And when you begin to possess your possessions, it means you are being restored. So restoration, basically, is the reason yokes have to be destroyed on Mount Zion. To get back, for you to get back what you have been denied of due to being under yokes or under the yoke of the enemy. Your peace, your joy, your health, your promotion, your blessing, being able to settle down in life at last, having waited for several years. Your academic progress, your business progress, your career progress, your spiritual progress, your ministerial progress as a pastor. Why should yours be destroyed on Mount Zion for restoration? To get you back what you have been denied of due to being under one yoke or the other. Those two stories that we have earlier, mentioned, for instance, the woman who was bent low for 18 years under the yoke of affliction. By the time that yoke was destroyed, you can imagine it was restoration galore. Restoration to what had been denied of her for 18 years. Her peace, her joy, her health, her blessing, her progress. Progress on all sides. Equally, the woman that was violated by her three husbands for 31 years, when the yoke was destroyed, for her it was restoration to being able to sleep without being violated in one's dream. Messed up in one's dream for 31 years. Restoration. I pronounce on this Mount Zion that as your yokes are destroyed on this man today, you will be the next to testify of major restoration in the name of Jesus. Do you know also that barrenness can be a yoke? Barrenness is a yoke. You can't make progress. You can't, your joy is hindered and many things are hindered. Barrenness is a yoke. I remember one of our pastors whose wife was barren for about 5 years and they couldn't just bring forth, and the diagnosis was that her two tubes were blocked. And one thing led to the other. They came for prayers, and we prayed with them because they were planning to go to India to go and do artificial insemination, because doctors told them there was just no way that woman could conceive naturally. And I shared with them, is it India you want to go or you want to trust the Lord Jesus Christ? And they said they wanted to trust the Lord Jesus Christ. I laid hands on them, prayed for them. 3 months after, the woman began to feel fever. To cut the long story short, by the time she eventually went for a test, she tested positive to pregnancy. She got pregnant. And as I'm talking to you, from that same two block tubes, they've had two children. The yoke of barrenness was destroyed in their lives. I prophesy to you again. It is your turn to testify. On this month, it is your turn to testify in the name of Jesus. Finally, point number 4. On Mount Zion, there shall be holiness. On Mount Zion, there shall be holiness. In the first place, many got into the problem of yokes of the enemy due to sin. We were told in Psalms 107 verse 17, Psalms 107 verse 17, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. I could recall the story of a woman back then, when RCCG was at the start of the mother church, and we refer to as Ladikoluoli, RCG Ladikoluoli in those years. One of these, sisters came and she was under a yoke, terrible yoke. And what was it? Each time she slept, she would find out that waking up from sleep, her body had been lacerated in the night. I mean, like they used a blade to, cut you, lacerated. And that kept happening when she slept. She went to every man of God she could go to for deliverance, for prayers. The problem did not go. So she came to us for counsel and prayers. And when I heard her story, what came to me immediately was that if the prayers of those God servants, men of God, didn't do it, then my prayers would not do it as well. There must be the strength of this problem that had to be dealt with. And at the end, we were able to dig out the strength of the problem. She was a single sister, and she was, you know, getting hooked up. You know, she hooked herself up to a married man, a man with a wife. And I began to ask, I mean, sister, you should know that's wrong. That's a sin. And to God, the long story short, I told her, go back and go and restitute, because I can't pray. I can't pray now over this problem, because who is going to answer? It's just, there are some prayers we pray and they are just wasted prayers. So I told her, go and restitute, then come back, then we pray. She left disappointed because she thought I was going to pray. But why should I waste prayers? Who is going to answer that prayer? The one who says, I hate iniquity. So she went and came back after some weeks and said, yes, she had cut off with the relationship. And we prayed a simple prayer. And that was the end of that yoke in her life. No longer sleeping and being violated, being, lacerated in her dreams. So many got into the problem of yokes of the enemy due to sin. And that scripture says, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Psalm 107 verse 17. Till you make up your mind to say bye to any form of sin, your yokes and bondage may remain with you without any solution. No man of God will be able to pray for you and those things will go. No amount of mountain you go to pray, those things will remain until you are ready to say bye to any form of sin in your life. Upon Mount Zion, there is deliverance. There is destruction of yokes. There is possession of your possession. There is restoration. But there is also, and must also be, holiness. That's what our scripture, our text of today, says to us pointedly. Obadiah 17, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 6 verse 1 in the Amplified Version. Romans 6 verse 1, Amplified Version. What shall we say to all this? Shall we continue in sin and practice sin as a habit so that God's gift of grace may increase and overflow? God's gift of deliverance may increase and overflow. Shall we continue in sin that this may happen? Verse 2 says, God forbid. We're also told in Proverbs 28 verse 13, Proverbs 28 verse 13, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. For someone, this is your day of mercy. This is your day of mercy. Mercy is about to speak for you. Mercy is about to locate you. But you must ensure that you become a candidate of mercy by purging yourself of every iniquity and sin and forsake them all. Then you get ready. The next thing that is that you get ready to cry to God for mercy. The kind that commands the destruction of yokes. Shall we rise to pray? As you're getting ready to pray, if you are yet to surrender your heart to Jesus, even before we start to pray, this is a must. If you want Jesus, the yoke destroyer, to look in your direction at all. So wherever you are, you want to give your heart to Jesus, not your head, just pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I give my heart to you today. I confess I am a sinner. Please forgive me. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart I confess you as my Savior. I confess you as my Lord. I know you died for me and you rose for my justification. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations if you have prayed that prayer. And at the next opportunity, make yourself known to the pastor where you attend church that I've given my life to Jesus, and they will know what to do to assist you to grow in the faith. You want to pray? Start with confessing your sins before the Lord. Any sin in your life that will make this bondage, this yoke under which you are suffering to remain, confess and forsake it before the Lord. And once you have done that, then go ahead and cry to God for mercy, for deliverance, for destruction of every yoke of the enemy in your life. I give you 1 minute to do that very quickly. First, confess everything and forsake every of such sins. After that, then cry to God for mercy. Lord, show me mercy. Show me mercy upon this man Zion, upon this man Zion. Show me mercy, O God. For there shall be deliverance. There shall be destruction of yokes upon Mount Zion. Show me mercy. Lord, I'm on your own Mount Zion, O Lord. Show me mercy. Show me mercy, O God. Show me mercy. Let every yoke of stagnation, every yoke of barrenness, every yoke of disease, of affliction, every yoke of lack of progress, every yoke of not being able to settle down in life. Father, destroy every yoke. Destroy every yoke. I have come to this man for destruction of yokes. Destroy every yoke, O God, in my life today. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name we pray. Lord, upon this mount, I stand as your messenger, O God, and as your representative, as servant, O God, to this people, having, O God, come to you, O Lord, for mercy, and having confessed their sins and forsaken them, I pronounce, O God, concerning them all, the destruction of every yoke under which they have dwelt, under which they have lived up to now. Upon this matter, let there be destruction of yokes. Let there be destruction of those yokes. Even in the name of Jesus, I speak your release. I speak forth your release. I speak for your emancipation. Be released. Be released. Be released. In the name of Jesus. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you.